Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on this live edition of Free Talk Live with Mark,
Daryl,
and King Johnson. I've usurped his title.
You can be a king too, Johnson. It's fine. It's just I'm intergalactic king of everything.
Hold on. What is your full royal title?
King of the Universe.
There you go. So, 855-450-FREE. Johnson, apparently, there's a gal who's selling her degree on eBay?
There is, in fact, a gal who is selling her degree on eBay. An authentic Florida State University degree. And
oh, but you didn't tell me it was garbage.
And her experience.
Daryl, I see the confused look on your face. Those of us who identify with the University of Florida.
Ah, okay. It figures you're a Gators fan.
I'm not a Gators fan.
And that you don't like Free Shoes University.
I'm not a Gators fan in that I would watch football. I don't spend any time watching their football team or anything like that. I took some online courses that came through the University of, and the professors were at the University of Florida. So for whatever reason, I sort of imprinted on that one as opposed to Florida State. Plus, Florida used to be the state's men's college, and Florida State used to be the state's women's college.
Yes.
But let's be fair, it is a garbage degree. I'll get into it now. So, her name is Stephanie Ritter, and she is a 2011 Florida State University grad who is currently working as an assistant, according to BuzzFeed News.
Assistant what?
An assistant. Probably like an executive assistant or like an administrative assistant, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Secretary. She's also currently selling her FSU theater degree on eBay.
Because
Theater. And she's selling it on eBay because it never helped her get a job anyway.
Well, theater. I wonder how many people...
Theater.
You have to say theater.
People with degrees in theater pronounce it theater.
I'll take your word for it. I wonder how many people who are, successful in theater are from the University of Florida. I don't know the answer... University of Florida State University. I don't know the answer to that, but I'm just wondering. I mean, this...
How many people that are successful in theater have a degree in theater?
I know some people who are going to school for theater at some university in St. Pete. I can't remember the name of it.
I just wonder, I wonder whether you need a degree in this. Again, I'm of the opinion that degrees should be reserved for very few vocations. Lawyer comes to mind, engineer, doctor, college professor. I'm about out of people that I need a list for, right? That you could probably do as well by taking night classes in New York when you got some off-Broadway gigs and, did this stuff as opposed to trying to learn it. I'm sure you can get some internships. There's a professional theater company here in New Hampshire that has summer internships for people that, they put together the sets for the paid performances, and then they get to perform to some extent, too.
Right. So I tend to agree with you, and I think you're sort of... or at least what I'm hearing when you say, degrees are worthless except for, doctors and lawyers.
And business executives.
What most people are hearing is that my plumber should not have to know how to be a plumber. And And I don't think that's what you're saying. So there's like trade certification that I think you would agree is a good thing.
So well, you think there should be a trade certification in TSA?
People don't go to college for plumbing.
Some people do. Because people waste money because they were told you have to go to college.
It's called a trade school.
It's a trade school. It's not college. And you probably do need to go to some level of trade school in order to be a plumber. But I don't know what the specifics are. I wouldn't give people advice in that arena. However, I would say that there's a lot of... I've met a lot of people doing a lot of jobs. There are a lot of bartenders out there with degrees and things that it just didn't make much sense. I've got a good friend who's had a fine life who has a degree in, wait for it, the French horn, right? She's never used the darn degree. And a minor in coral, right?
You know, hold on, coral as in the stuff that grows in the ocean?
I think you know what her minor is in.
Or, like, people singing.
Singing.
Because some people get weird degrees in stuff. I've got an aunt that has a degree in piano theory. Well, I don't know what that is, but she's a college professor and teaches people how to play musical instruments.
That's awesome. She's managed to get a job using her degree, and that's great. But there's lots of... I have a good friend who's a publisher of a magazine who has a filmmaking degree. I mean, you know, they go to school for a variety of things, and it's just not that particularly valuable.
I saw a statistic not too long ago that 85% of people with advanced degrees, that being something above a bachelor's, are not working in the field in which they graduated in.
Really? 85% that have a master's and above are not working in the field they have a master's in.
That is according to a statistic that I saw not too long ago.
Interesting.
So anyway, to continue here. Sorry, I'm racking my brain here. I'm trying to say, like, if somebody goes to, you know, if they're going to go to a trade school, I wonder how many people, like, stay locally to go. Like, if you're going to be a plumber and you're going to go to a trade school, I wonder how many people, like, set up and they go in the towns that they're living in, or how many go off to school. You know, like, a lot of people go to college, they travel the country, they kind of go to a far-off place and set themselves up, you know, before they go to school as a temporary resident, and, you know, then attend the school and they become whatever profession that they're going to be. You know, maybe they become a plumber or
I think
whatnot,
most people just kind of fall into their profession. And those people probably don't need degrees. Now, if many times big corporations and the government will require you to have a degree to get some particular, you know, thing, you know, teachers, for instance, and these folks. But I don't. You know, whatever. I don't know that those people necessarily need to have that degree to do those jobs. But I think the real problem here is that people are pushed on into college and they kind of come up with, oh, you know, I think I could major in this because it might be nice to do this or that. If you're going, I'm not sure what I want to do, but I think I kind of, then you shouldn't be going to college. You right. should be like, this is what I want to do, and this is the path to get
well,
there.
Well, I think she knew what she wanted to do, but, you know, now...
The road to theater is littered with the bodies of people foolish enough to believe they could make it.
But here's the thing. I want to talk a little bit more about the eBay auction here real quick, because I think it's important to get at these details.
Okay.
Mark, Daryl, for $50,000...
Oh, that's funny.
You're not only buying Ritter's actual physical diploma, you're also buying her experience.
Uh-huh. What?
Included in the cell is a tour of FSU campus, access to Ritter's college memories and Facebook albums for 6 months, and a tour of all my favorite Publixes, including Sweet Tea at each location.
Publixes.
Which, that's probably the best part of the...
There are some experiences that I'm wondering if are included in this $50,000.
Because you're a pervert, that's why.
By the way, Ritter is currently $40,000 deep in student loans, so that 50 grand would probably help her out a little bit there.
Yeah. Well, it should only be the amount that she's deep in the loans. You probably negotiate with her, actually.
Maybe, yeah.
So she's the extra $10,000 is for the experiences.
Yeah.
Experiences. Yeah.
She's quoted. She says, "I thought this piece of paper has so much worth to so many people, but for a theater major, it couldn't mean less." Ritter told BuzzFeed, "I'm doing the exact same things and probably getting paid the exact same amount as people that dropped out halfway through freshman year. Except I'm still $40,000 in debt, and they're Well, not.
That's what I did. I dropped out halfway through freshman year. I went to, you know, I took some correspondence courses, and then I decided you got to go to college because that's what you got to do. I took a couple of courses during the summer, and I'm like, once I took that business course, and I knew that I calculated my grade, and I got a C+, and she gave me an A. Once that was the case, I'm like, this thing's worthless. Once I realized, that's it. So
I would say that unless you're on a scholarship, you should not go to college.
Yeah, you should go to college if somebody else pays for it. And the problem is that doesn't work for everybody, because if we applied that universally, then obviously colleges wouldn't pay for the people that you know, have the scholarships currently. Because those scholarships
right.
are financed by people who don't need their degrees. 855-450-3733. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
We're talking about this this graduate of Florida State University's theater program.
Uh-huh.
Who apparently is now selling her degree online for potentially, to say that she's selling the degree, she's put up for sale the degree for $50,000 on eBay.
Yes. And to recap, she said, I'm doing the exact same things and probably getting paid the exact same amount as people that dropped out halfway through their freshman year, except I'm still $40,000 in debt and they're well not.
Yeah, I imagine that stings quite a bit. I can't say that I'm smarter than her. I just, you know, if I realize that paying people to tell me what to do wasn't for me, so college wasn't for me. You can pay me and tell me what to do, or I can pay you and tell you what to do, but me paying you to tell me what to do, I'm not into that.
I feel a certain kinship with her since I went to school for a photography degree.
You are one heck of a photographer, though.
I guess. I hate it, though. That's the problem, is I went to school for something. Well, actually, I didn't originally go to school for photography. I went to school for computer animation and applied slightly too late to a very competitive school for that program. And they said, well, we love your portfolio. You can have your choice of any other major. This one's full. And so I first went into graphic design, then I went into photography. And
Did they pay you to go to school?
I did not have a full ride, if that's a sort of scholarship.
Did you have a partial ride?
I had a ride from my family. That's what I had a ride from. So, you guys are gonna laugh. You guys are gonna laugh at this.
I'm already laughing.
You're gonna really laugh at this. I had a lot of money saved up because I worked as a child, as a model.
That's right. That's right. You were a child model.
I was a child model, and so I saved up money, and that money accrued a lot of interest over the years.
You weren't tubby then.
Huh? I was not tubby then. No.
So what I think is amusing is that they say, hey, you know, you can come into one of our degree fields that we have space in. You're so good that we'll let you pay to be in one of the yeah. areas that we have some room.
Well, it was money. No, it's an extremely competitive school. They turn a lot of people away.
They certainly do. I want to tell you about ProXPN. You need privacy online, and that means you need ProXPN. It's a virtual private network that encrypts all of your online data before it gets to your internet service provider. ProXPN does all of it right, offering OpenVPN, the gold standard of network encryption. They have apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, even Linux. Plus, unlike those other guys, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. Now ProXPN has even more servers than ever before, giving you greater speed and security. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin. You can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of the account when you buy an annual account with our code. FTL50, and it can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. You keep hearing about our online privacy getting infringed? Well, go to proxpn.com right now, use coupon code FTL50, and take back the privacy that is your right.
You can torrent your favorite TV shows, watch blocked banned content from other countries, buy Bitcoin if you live in New York. You know, that
apparently
kind of
you've done all this.
Like to experiment.
ProXPN.com's FTL50 is the coupon code.
So, at the moment, on this eBay auction, there are 91 people, and this is probably out-of-date information at this point, but there are 91 people watching Ritter's eBay auction and close to 200 people viewing it per hour. Now, the article author says, I'm no eBay connoisseur, but if you were planning on making a reasonable $35,000 to $40,000 bid, now's your chance. Despite all this, Ritter told BuzzFeed that she absolutely would go back to college again. She just wanted to warn those entering in the fall to beware of student loans. On that note, happy syllabus week, everybody. Hope you're way pumped for the best, most expensive year of your lives.
All right, so this woman knew that she was getting student loans when she went to school. Like, this was not some sort of surprise. Like, She thought she was getting a scholarship, and she graduated, and they said, here's your degree, and by the way, ha-ha, joke's on you, you were here on student loans
No, she bought the line that colleges tell kids everywhere, which is that you need a college degree to get a better job.
She's still buying the line, though. She said that she would go back to college.
No, she's saying she would go back to college. She didn't give her reasons. Maybe she valued the education that she got there. I mean, I kind of find that laughable based on my own personal experience. But
and you went to a college that is premier in the world for art and that sort of thing.
But it was also the first 4 years of the department that I got my degree in. So the photography department at the school was completely brand new.
Okay.
And I got to say that the faculty there, at least in my particular field, which was I really was interested in, now the major has even changed names. It used to be photography. Now it's photography and digital imaging. And when I started, I was most interested in digital imaging, but I was extremely ahead of the curve.
I see.
So I actually had the head of the photography department pull me aside and tell me, you need to stop helping other students with their digital imaging questions and questions about Photoshop because you're embarrassing the professors. I was livid.
So
livid. I mean, if you're paying that kind of money to go to school, or if your family's paying that kind of money, I'm sorry. The students should get the best possible education as possible. If that means that the students are helping each other out to learn the material that your faculty is supposed to be teaching, well, then I don't give a damn about your teachers being embarrassed. Okay, fine. Fire them. Get some new faculty, is what I should have said.
Well, this is basically what it comes down to, is you probably could have found out as much as you wanted to know about. I mean, this was 4 years. You probably could have learned everything you needed to learn about taking pictures and, airbrushing things online.
It was also 4 years that were extremely personally damaging to me because I went to school from 1997 to 2001. And during that time period, what I should have been in and what I should have been doing, because I made a personal decision. I'm like, do I want to go to school for computer science or do I want to go to school for art? Because I was very interested in both. And I thought to myself at the time, I'm like, well, I've learned how to build computers and I've learned how to do some software stuff and I've taught myself web design. I'm like, I can continue to teach myself computers. I've been picking that up at a pretty good pace on my own. Well, little did I know that during that particular time period, right, almost everything was going to change every year during that time period. Like, exponentially, the changes would going on during that particular time period. And then things would get more difficult, obviously, much harder to teach oneself on, you know, and that the art stuff is not that hard to learn. And I didn't really know that I'm not even going to really be using it all that much. I mean, I do use a lot of the art skills a lot, but nothing I feel like I really picked up at school. I picked it up on my own through extensive amounts of practice.
And with the way that one can learn online now, like, for instance, if I were to go to school for something, I'd go for a history degree because that's what interests me. But I can learn everything I want to learn about history online, and all I'm going to do is get some kind of college professor giving me some kind of opinion on what occurred or whatever.
Right.
It's of no value. What's a history degree good for? Getting a history master's and a history PhD so that you can teach history. That's about it. 855-450-3733. Tell me why people need degrees these days. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, or LRN.FM on Skype. You just send us a user request. That's our username, LRN.FM, and you know, we'll click on it, and you can call, and we've had, like, we had four calls earlier on Skype, and they all sounded great. That's the wonderful thing about Skype is it just sounds better than the phone. So it's username LRN.FM, and it's 855-450-FREE on Skype.
Oh, it's just dawning on me, and I know this is probably, you know, breaking a fourth wall or something like that, but you guys had that Skype night, and I never really heard what the outcome of that was.
There were a few Skype calls. Yeah. You know, I don't think that people were quite as excited as Ian was about it. I think we had as many calls tonight on Skype as we did on the Skype-only nights that we had. But
maybe that's because of the Skype-only night. It's encouraged more people to use it.
That would be the excuse that I would have if I was Ian. So this gal who is selling her degree online on eBay for $50,000, plus something to do with her experience or whatever, I don't know. She just kind of shows to me what some of the things are that, you know, some of the failings that we have in, you know, as far as telling our kids that they got to go to school, they got to go to college. I think that a lot of kids do not need to go to college, that they would be better off doing a lot of things. You know, say working saving some money.
Well, what if her degree didn't cost $50,000 or whatever, you know?
And, well, sadly, that's the situation that we're in.
Well, what if her degree cost a more reasonable $5,000?
Then it might be a better choice, but the fact is that all the government funding that goes into colleges...
takes away the market signals.
...has driven up the cost of college, and, you know, people are getting these degrees that... they cost so much more than they're worth.
Right. People aren't paying for the degrees themselves. They're having mommy government do it for them, and so this market signals go away. There's nothing to tell, you know, to say, we're not buying this degree at this price. It's ridiculous.
No. And what you'll see is that people are getting degrees and things that they do. Because they're told to go to school, get a degree in something. Right. The schools are providing degrees in anything, and they're getting degrees in anything. And
it's the same reason why healthcare is so freaking expensive.
Yep.
Because all the market signals are gone.
That's it. That's what it comes down to, is when the government gets involved, then it drives up pricing.
Massively.
Messes up customer service, too.
Right. And let's talk about healthcare for 1 second, because there's a lot of people that will think, well, it's only going up because Obamacare, and they totally ignore the 80 years of government intervention into healthcare leading up to the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act being implemented. So there's a regulation that exists that says if you take insurance and you take Medicare, that you must charge everyone the same as what you bill the insurance companies. So if somebody comes in and says, I'm paying you cash, how much is it? You have to charge them, or you're supposed to charge them, the same as what you would bill the insurance company if that person had insurance. Well, the problem is that insurance companies have deals worked out with doctors, and Medicare have deals worked out with doctors to where they pay 60% of what is billed to them. And the patient doesn't necessarily pick up the other 40%. It's just you bill us and we give you roughly 60%. And then you've got the things to where insurance companies will dispute some of the stuff of this is not a legitimate test. So in order to wind up getting the test that you need to make sure that's covered, you have that test plus about 5 other ones. That way you know something's getting paid for and you kind of get reimbursed for something. So you have people that are having all of these extra procedures that are being done just so the doctor can hopefully wind up getting reimbursed for his time and expenses when, you know, like that's causing prices to go up.
I don't think it works the same way in college. In college, what you have is you just have people getting these grants from the government, and they have all these secured loans, and basically they're tossing around free money that they didn't earn.
And colleges know, okay, we're going to get this money whether little Billy actually learns anything or not, so let's create a degree field where we just give little Billy a bunch of busy work classes and say he's got a general studies degree, and they start making up all of these other weird degrees to give people, because people are like, oh wow, they offer a degree in this, that would be fun,
you know.
Okay, but how are you going to make a living with your degree in the history of Nintendo?
You know, just to mention government involvement and things, I believe that I might have scared some people today, because it's now part of my job to stand in line almost every day at the post office, because I need to drop off packages and we need to get them scanned, because otherwise people at the post office will steal them, literally. Like, we leave packages at the post office and don't, you know, nanny the packages and you know, lord over the packages until they're scanned into the system. Some of the post office will say, oh, this package hasn't been scanned. Oh, it's mine now.
You mean the postal workers will take it?
Yep, steal it. Oh, it's happened with such an alarming frequency when the packages weren't being scanned that now it's more worth it to stand in line to get the packages scanned and wait. And so I've had to go through standing in line every day to wait for them to scan these packages. And today I was just standing in line, and I get there at, like, you know, 1 p.m. or 2 p.m. or something like that. It's like around lunchtime, but just after. And there's one woman, you know, like kind of older woman, who's the only person serving, and there's like a line of customers.
Sounds about right.
One woman there, and I just started laughing.
And they've got four
windows.
No one
knows why I'm laughing. I'm just laughing in the post office, like out loud, just laughing. And, you know, because I'm just thinking to myself, like, this is the only... You know,
this is the grocery
store. This is the only business where they're like they can just sit around and lose $6 billion a year and have no customer service whatsoever and just be a complete and utter failure, because essentially the only reason why this business exists is because there is an army of men with guns protecting this stupid business with dumb the private express laws.
There was one time that I went into the post office, and surprisingly, there were three of the four customer service windows that were opened for about a half a second when the one person said, oh, yeah, I'm on lunch now, and just, like, folded the thing. As somebody's walking up to their window, oh, I'm on lunch now, and, like, folded the thing over to say, like, next window.
Right.
Well, that's, you know, the post office is a quasi-governmental agency. They have certainly a great deal of attachment to the federal government, but...
Yeah, like being completely protected by the federal government's laws. Yep. Because if they didn't exist, neither would the Postal Service. If the private express statutes were not enforced...
What are they called?
The PES laws, it's the private express statutes. It's essentially what drove Lysander Spooner out of business, because he started up the American Letter Mail Company.
Where he was competing delivery of first-class mail.
Yeah, and they shut him down. If there was first-class competition, there was a competition in first-class mail, the Postal Service would, I estimate, within 2 weeks. Now, I've had... There is a Liberty activist. I won't name his name. I don't know if he cares. You know, he's actually called this show several times. And he had an argument with me on my wall about this particular claim on Facebook about I claiming that they would be shut down within a few weeks. And his claim is, you know, no, they do like 80 times as much business as UPS and FedEx and whatnot. And my thought is, you know what? It doesn't matter. I think that they would be able to expand their infrastructure or just buy out the Postal Service. If the Postal Service were to go away and start to collapse, they just buy out the infrastructure and then improve it immediately.
Even if the U.S. Postal Service does more business as far as, like, you know, bulk,
right,
they still have like a $20 billion difference between their profits of like negative right. nine and the $14 or $15 billion profits of right. UPS or FedEx.
Right.
But the post office gets subsidized by low rents in government buildings and that sort of thing. So.
And they still lose billions.
Right.
They're not going anywhere. They're like public school. They're not
if
leaving.
If those laws went away, they would be gone fast.
855 450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live, or LRN.FM on Skype.
This message is for home intruders, the cowards who break into people's homes to steal their hard-earned property, criminals who shatter lives and rob people of their privacy and security. Listen very carefully. We're the home security experts at LiveWatch, and we're taking you down. Because we're letting everyone try our newest home security system for one full year in their home. To take advantage of this amazing offer, call now, 1-800-670-9259. LiveWatch has been helping protect homes for years, and we've learned the secrets that intruders like you don't want people to know. Criminals, it's time for you to be afraid, because every person who calls will be protected against cowards like you. To the criminals listening, we're taking you down. To those who want to help protect their homes, call the security experts to try the LiveWatch security system. There are no long-term contracts, and if you're not completely satisfied, you can cancel at any time. Try LiveWatch now by calling 1-800-670-9259. That's 1-800-670-9259.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Now a twice as nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price $89.95, but now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
You can get gold and silver. If you need to get gold and silver, you can go to gold.freetalklive.com.
I need to get gold and silver.
Now's a good time. The prices are really low. Gold.freetalklive.com. We work with Midas Resources. I've done business with them for many years, and I'm always happy with them. You can go there, check out the selection we have, or give them a call. The number is 877-857-9938, 877-857-9938, gold.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Skype. Rod calling in wants to talk about Daryl Perry. What in the world do you want to do that for?
Yeah, I know that the post office is fascinating, but my wife and I talk often.
What are you trying
often
to say, sir?
My wife and I
fascinated by the Postal Express.
My wife and I often talk about Daryl Perry's declamatory style of speech.
He talks like this in real life.
I know, except when he's doing like a declamation, like when he's doing a commercial for his own books, then he talks normal. My wife says that he should be a boxing match announcer.
I don't know. You haven't apparently heard the FPP.cc commercials.
That's true. FPP.cc.
CC is a Creative Commons.
That's right.
Commons.
I love you guys.
It's funny that you mentioned sports announcer, because that's actually what I wanted to do when I was in
what
college.
What do you know about sports?
He knows that if you get hit in the head enough times, it causes problems.
Anyway, have a good night, guys.
Was working thanks for a sports station.
What's that?
My first job in radio was working for a sports station.
What were you doing?
Was board hopping, producing local hockey games, and a football finale show where they were going over scores and whatnot.
I think we need to teach Daryl how to puke on the radio. Would it, so you could do like to do radio puking, because that would be very entertaining to hear Daryl do
specifically
puking in his sports voice. So you could be like, "Well, you're losing the game."
No, I actually did that one time when I was doing traffic reports. That was my second job in radio, was doing traffic reports. I was Miles Marker, and there was one of the guys on some small little radio station. It was his final day. So he was a big wrestling fan, and there was never any traffic in this little town that he lived in. And he was like, just have some fun, like make something up. And do it in radio guy voice. And I was like, this is radio guy with your traffic. And
what's interesting about this is because your voice, you know, your typical voice has so many pregnant pauses in everything that you say.
Yeah, that's
so to hear you not pause and run words into one another is disconcerting.
So what did you say? How did you lie to these people in this poor town about
this is radio guy and there's an accident on Route 316 right by Know Your Role Boulevard where apparently a beer truck crashed in at the SmackDown Hotel, so you might want to take the bypass there.
So they don't have a 316?
No, and there's also not a Know Your Role Boulevard a SmackDown Hotel. Those are all wrestling references.
I see.
Glenn Jacobs will know exactly what I'm talking about.
I think we need to get Daryl to do some sort of ad in this voice.
I've had him cut ads for me. He does a great job. All right, well, you know, I guess we
didn't... That's shopatpurse.com.
We didn't explain what puking was. So, I mean, when you give an inside reference like
that's what I did when I started doing this.
Right.
You know, like, I kind of explained.
Right, you explained by doing it, but people don't necessarily know what it is.
Hey.
You're swallowing your words when you do it.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's especially, you know, like, I think...
It used to be the thing to do in radio.
I think Tom Brokaw is one of the worst about it, because he couldn't do the L. He's like, it's 12 o'clock on the radio. You know, like, they had a... This is Tom Brokaw, and I'm the shit, and that one in these. It's like that horrible...
From Lillehammer.
You know, and it's like, what? It's 12 o'clock on the chronometer, you know, like... Because he couldn't say clock.
I worked with a guy who had one of those deep get radio guy voices. You know, they used to work very hard to get them. Ian kind of has one that just sort of, I guess he was born with, or maybe it's so natural. I don't know. But, Jim Davis, who brought me into radio, used to be the voice of WOR-FM. He's a big, deep voice guy. And he really, really, really laughed like the Count from Sesame Street. I mean, really, that's how he laughed. And like when you do this long enough, when you develop that voice long enough, and now in radio, Mark Levin is a perfect example of how anybody with a voice, any kind of voice, can get on the radio now. But now it doesn't matter what your voice sounds like. Thank God, otherwise I would have never made it.
I know, there's still a lot of guys around that still do this puking voice, like Clark Howard. He swallows his L's.
Does he? I don't notice it.
Todd Schnitt has a horrible puking voice. Well, it's Todd Schnitt.
He did come from rock. He came from a pop station. Yeah. And I heard him tell a story, for those who do know who Todd Schnitt is, about actually puking on the radio. And he did not He didn't seem to understand how funny it is when Todd Schnitt talks about the worst, you know, the biggest puker on the radio, talks about puking on the radio.
Right.
And for like the first several years.
Every day, Todd.
The first several years that he was doing his afternoon, evening talk show, he was still doing a rock morning radio show.
Yes, that's correct. No doubt about it. Well, I have a little story here that I think is worth pointing out. It turns out America, or at least Great Britain, your kids are queer. Right here from ibtimes.co.uk, sexual orientation in the UK. Half of young people say they're not 100% heterosexual.
What does that even mean?
Well, are you familiar with the Kinsey scale?
No, is that like the bell curve?
I suppose for sexuality.
It means that there's maybe a 50% chance they want a bit of the John Thomas in the morning.
Could be. This is for both men and women.
Right.
So what the Kinsey scale is it's a scale from 0 to 6.
Okay.
Anywhere on the scale from 0 to 6, 0 being completely heterosexual, 6 being completely homosexual.
Okay.
And as time's going by, apparently, and this is probably true in the United States, but I don't have a story about what's going on in the United States. As time goes by, apparently, generation by generation, people are more comfortable identifying as not completely heterosexual and not completely homosexual.
So is this the claim, and I've heard people make this claim before, that nobody is completely one or the other?
I disagree that nobody is completely one or the other. But,
okay, so that's not what they're claiming.
Right. They're claiming that sexuality is more fluid than we have sort of been allowed to think in our social
world. So, like, I like guys on Monday, Wednesday, and every other Sunday, and the rest of the time I'm into girls and ducks.
I don't
like. I don't understand here.
Well, you don't have.
Why do people always jump to bestiality?
You don't have to defend your sexuality to me, Daryl. It's fine by me. If you want to be one of the 50% of people that's completely heterosexual, that's fine. You don't have to defend it to me. According to a new YouGov survey, 49% of 18 to 24-year-olds in Britain define themselves as something other than completely heterosexual. So that's the number. 43% place themselves on the non-binary area between 1 and 5 on the Kinsey scale, meaning that they're basically bisexual of some sort or another.
Quantum sexuality. I just came up with a new word, quantum sexuality.
I think they would be omni.
Even if you never act on it, if you can still be somewhat bisexual, according to the Kinsey scale. This isn't an issue of practice. This is an issue of preference or sort of innately what you were born with or that sort of thing.
No, so let me explain the term quantum sexuality. So there's quantum physics and quantum computing. So, like, it's not necessarily a 1 or a 0. It's somewhere in between. It could be a 1 at one point in time. It could be a 0, but nobody really knows where it is. So is that what these people that are saying, like, I'm not necessarily straight?
No, it's hexadecimal, dude. That's what it is.
I think what they're saying is, I'll pop off a bit to the old jiggery-pokery for about 20 quid, mate.
It's like, I'll do whatever will let me do it?
No, it's a preference issue. Just because you're bisexual doesn't mean you'll do anybody.
I know people that are like that, though.
That's not bisexual. That's a slut. I mean, it's a completely different thing. Going on here, it's apparently 6% are completely homosexual. This is in the 18 to 24 bracket, but 46% are completely heterosexual. So there you go. And as they get younger, it gets more likely that they'll identify this way. And I guess it's mildly interesting. The world's changing, whether you like it or not. It's been Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Pip, pip, cheerio.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night? Your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast, without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need, and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy.
Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.